Believe it or not, Sylvia is home. Sylvia is home. What a glorious experience that is to have her home again. She walks in the door and her face lights up the candles. She doesn't even have to use a match.
I like it.
And she gets into the car, and I don't know how she does it, but she wiggles her head around from the back to the front of the car to give a kiss, and she plants a big fat kiss on my lips, and it's a wonderful experience. Sylvia is a wonderful experience. She is the kind of person who goes away with happiness in her heart and comes back with greater happiness in her heart, because wherever she goes, she spreads it. Now, how can Sylvia do that? Does Sylvia have some special technique to doing that? Does she have some special training that she's had all of her life to do that? Or is that just Sylvia's nature? Well, Ellen shakes her head wildly and happily, yes, that's Sylvia's nature. And what does Rex say? Does Rex say that's Sylvia's nature? Or does Sylvia sort of like Rex and like the cats and like these things, but not like Ellen does? Ellen just wraps every one of the animals up in her heart. But Sylvia sits there and the animals come and just lay their head on her feet because they know that she is a dignified lady. She is a dignified person. Now, can you be dignified around animals? Well, any person that you meet in your life who is dignified around animals, you can be sure that they're very special people. And why are they special people? They're special people because first they like themselves. Most of the time, the animals come and give everybody a rush, you know, and they jump on everybody and they push people around. But for Sylvia, they come and bow at her feet. They come and give her attention, but they recognize that Sylvia always gives the yes and no of when to come and when to go. Now, could we be like Sylvia? Could we all be like Sylvia? Could we all adore everybody in our world, cats, dogs, people, whatever they are, whatever they do, could we adore them and just love them and not expect them to be any way at all? It's just that we are a certain way, and however we are, so are our pets and so are our friends. Sylvia looks at the animals, and they're gentle and loving. Other people look at the animals and they're full of energy and full of activity. You think, my goodness, that dog is certainly active. Well, it depends what the person is thinking who's looking at the animal. Now, when people look at you, Rex, well, Rex is a good example. He's a pure example. Rex sits here on the floor between Ellen and myself. And as he sits here on the floor, he looks up at Ellen, and he puts his big brown eyes right on her beautiful blue eyes, and he looks at her, and he says, Ellen, I love you, and you know you always give treats to someone you love. Ellen, I love you, and you know, Ellen, you know I'm here. You know I'm here. I lay right in front of where you want to roll your chair, and I'm right here. You cannot ignore me. And he's not obnoxious, he's not out of line in any way, and he doesn't beg other than to look, which is, of course, quite good. So, Rex creates his world around him. He creates people around him who are gentle and loving and kind. He creates animals around him who are gentle and loving and kind. Everything in Rex's world is a pure reflection of who Rex is. And it's true for Sylvia, too. Everything in Sylvia's world is a true reflection of who Sylvia is. Sylvia gets herself involved in some conversations sometimes that shake her up. And she says, no. She says, I'm going to take out my favorite topic, and I'll never be shook. So what does she do? She takes out her favorite topic, which is what?
My philosophy.
Philosophy. and she just talks about her philosophy. And no matter what the conversation tends to slide this way or that way to, she talks about her philosophy. Now, does Sylvia think she's being better than thou, you know, superior to the other people by talking philosophy? No. If Sylvia had her druthers, and Sylvia has her druthers 99% of the time, she'd talk about things she loves to talk about. Now, what is in Sylvia's philosophy? Sylvia has in her philosophy the happy smiles of her children, of her family, of her sisters, of her brothers, of the people in her life. And all of their children are her children. All of their loves are her loves. All of their circumstances are her circumstances. But they're all good. She never tells you about any unhappy circumstances that any of these people have because she doesn't know about them. She only knows good circumstances for them because she has only good circumstances in her heart. Now, if we could all do that, what a wonderful world we'd have. What a wonderful life we'd have. What a fantastic experience we'd have if we could only do that. We create the world around us by our thought. We create the world around us by what we talk about. People die every day by the millions. People die by the millions of what?
Their thoughts.
Yes, but what kind of thoughts?
Thinking about death.
Frustration thoughts.
Okay.
Anxiety thoughts. Tension thoughts. Now, why would anyone allow themselves to have anxiety thoughts and tension thoughts when they know that that's a killer? Now, you wouldn't take strychnine and take a little couple drops of it and drop it in your mouth unless you're ready to toddle off. Well, why do you take thoughts that are not harmonious with who you are? Be in your mind, in your mouth, in your head, in your thinking, that you don't have to do that. Because all you have to do, you're the master of your life. Whenever you talk to anybody, talk about the things that you love. Now, Sylvia says to me, "Herb, have you seen the pictures that I sent you on email?" And I said, "No, I saw them on Ellen's email, but I didn't see them on mine." Well, then I pulled them up and there they were. All Sylvia's relatives sticking their noses out there, smiling and smiling and smiling. And I think, don't they do anything but smile? Well, that's how Sylvia creates them. That's how Sylvia creates the people in her world. That's how Sylvia creates the circumstances in her world. And you can be sure that frustration and tension and unhappiness are not going to be the clue to Sylvia moving on to the next dimension. When Sylvia moves on to the next dimension, it's going to be because she's been there, done that, and she's ready for the next adventure. It's not because she has to go, not because she's sick, not because she's got a problem. It's because she's ready for the next adventure. Now, we have people like Nicholas. And what does he do? He goes down to what country is that?
Namibia.
Africa.
Namibia
in Africa. And what's he doing there? He's playing with the wild animals. He's playing with the wild animals. Now, he's on a special training tour. Now, what did Herbert Marty's son Pascal do?
Same thing.
He went down to Guyana, New Guinea, and he played with the baboons down there. And he learned all about baboons. And what did he have in his bedroom at home? He had a python and a few other snakes and critters because he loves critters. Now, what does the boy do? Everything he does is happy. Everything he does with a smile on his face. He loves the animals and the animals love him. Now, we have lots of other friends who travel the world and do these things. And what do they do? Wherever they go, they find loving animals, they find loving people, they find loving circumstances, not because they're not there, but because they take them with them, and they, taking them with them, create them around themselves by calling them forth out of the jungle, out of the woodwork. And they're there. Now, every one of us can do that. And every one of us do that. But we don't all have the name Sylvia. So we just have to put up with our own name. And so let's put behind our name happiness. All is in divine order. Happiness. All is in divine order. Peace. Relaxation. Truth. And when we do that, what happens to our world?
Peace.
It's wonderful. Now, we do not allow ourselves for one instant to talk about problems. We only talk about
solutions.
We only give our attention to
solutions.
And we only live
solutions.
That's all. Now, that's not hard, but it's a little different than the average person does. The average person looks at the problem so long, and finally he gets sick of the problem. He says, there's got to be a way out. Now, if he would just look at the problem right away and say, there is a way out, he would have it without all that frustration. So today, promise yourself, you're going to look for the way out of every circumstance and be the master of every circumstance and be Miss Problemless. Call yourself Miss
Problem.
Solution.
Solution.
Not Missed Solution, but Miss Solution and Mr. Solution, because that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.